Hello, Potters, and welcome to episode 133 of Cosplay, the podcast for all things cosplay. Hi, everybody.
Hi. I don't know what to call you. It's like, Mr. Hanky?
No, please don't. No. Please don't call me that. I mean, no offense to South Park fans. I grew up on the stuff associated with Mr. Hanky, of all people.
I didn't know where to go with that one. I was like, that's why I stopped. I was like,
Note that I did not say Heidi Ho.
No, you didn't say Heidi Ho.
I just said, hi, everybody.
I didn't know where to go with it.
At any rate, we are glad to have you guys with us. It has been a heck of a day, and of course, we needed something to pick us up, so we are recording a happy, happy cosplay podcast.
Yay!
For the 133rd time.
Woohoo! Seriously? Wow. That still astounds me every single time. I'm like, man, we've been doing this for how long, and how many episodes are we at?
All right. This is our sixth year. If you guys are just joining us for the first time, this actually, we have finished 5 years of broadcasting, and this is our sixth. We've been doing this a while.
Fudge! Yeah.
All right, so cosplay updates as we always start our show off. I did want to start off by mentioning we are now on Twitch TV.
Yay!
If you guys have not seen us, you can visit us. Our channel is simply called Cospod. So you can go twitch.tv/cospod and you will see our stuff. I will say that I have uploaded the episodes from 132 backwards. Yes, that's right. I'm not starting from the beginning this time. We were uploading our most recent episodes first, since that's our most recent content and the most up-to-date stuff that we're covering. And then I'm going to go back, but I'm not going to go past episode 60. Why? One is partially because Twitch actually does have a limit in their archives. You don't get to keep every video you've ever made. They actually do disappear after a while. So I didn't want to have to wrestle with that. But the other is that some of our content is really old, and we're not necessarily as proud of it as we are our more recent content, particularly with the quality of our recording media, which has increased over time. And we would rather give you guys the good stuff and not the stuff that makes us cringe every time somebody mentions it.
Cospod has aged like a fine wine, so we really want to showcase the best of us, which is in the latter years.
Yes, we are a fine red.
Fire. Woohoo!
So you guys will see episode 60 and then forward. And part of the reason we did this is so that we have another platform with which to show off our media, because we know that not everybody enjoys YouTube and not everybody enjoys doing it through mobile on our website. So here's another way you guys can watch us. The other is because Twitch has a chat channel, so that while you guys are watching it, you can chat with each other and us, if we happen to be there at the time, because we're also going to be hosting Val's crafting escapades.
Yay!
So whenever she's streaming those live, we're going to host that. And we may end up expanding later on to hosting others, but we'll decide that stuff later. We're still really brand new to Twitch. I think we've only been there for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still trying to upload all of our content, because we have a lot of content.
Yeah, we do.
And the thumbnails will change to those in the episodes. I'm using those as placeholders for right now, just because I'm trying to get them all uploaded first so that you guys have something to watch. Plus, you can watch them through the Twitch app on your mobile, which is also helpful. So put us on in the background and go. The other thing that I wanted to announce, aside from twitch.tv, is that our episodes are going to be getting shorter. Shorter, you say? Yes.
What madness is this?
Yes, it is slight madness. But then again, we started out being mad, so this isn't any different. The reason we're doing this is because, one, our schedules are a little wonky right now, and it's harder for us to podcast consistently for long periods of time. And you guys have kind of grown accustomed to us doing 60-minute, 70-minute, 90-minute marathons in our episodes. We can't always do that consistently, and our episodes just kind of end up being off the wall. And a lot of you guys tend to listen to us during short rides, short commutes, short crafting sessions. We haven't heard from anybody who marathons us yet. So we're going to try and keep the episodes to about a half an hour, as close to it as we can manage, so that you guys can listen to us in easier to manage chunks, and then pretty much everything else will go into the after sessions, which we will be doing more consistently. So there's nothing wrong. We're not pied fading. This is not, you know, existential life crisis. We're doing this very conscientiously, very purposefully. It'll just be slightly shorter, but still on time and still consistent.
We will always be consistent and zany in the process.
We will do our darndest.
Keeping it classy.
Yes. I, unfortunately, as you guys know, I have not been able to work on cosplay for a few months because of school, more or less. It's actually a certification class, but it boils down to school. And my last date is February 12th. So basically that is the final date when I can start working on stuff. Although my exam is going to be coming up in March, so I'll have to frantically stop and study for that too. But I did find something that you guys might find interesting, and I don't know if you can see that very well.
Yes.
This is a little fabric ball. It's one of those little decorative things. Sometimes you see them in craft stores. I made this.
Cute.
It's just a styrofoam ball, which if you've ever made gems, you know a lot of people like to use styrofoam balls that you cut in half. Well, I had leftovers. So I took one of the larger balls because this is too big for any of the gems that I want. And it's also rough around the edges and I didn't want to have to bother with that. And I had a bunch of leftover fabric from cosplay. The pieces are too small to actually be used for clothing, but they're too large for me to just want to throw them out. So in other words, they're not enough for me to donate, but I don't want to waste. So I just cut a whole bunch of them into little inch-sized squares and fabric ball.
Cute.
Nice and pretty. So if you guys end up having scraps, you know, consider doing something like this so that, you know, you can always give these away as gifts, little trinkets. You can always give them to friends or family members so that it's not wasted. And it's nice and purdy.
It's purdy?
Yeah, it's purdy. I was sitting there doing that while I was waiting for my computer to run its paces. So it's something I can sit here and do without very many materials, because all you really need is a pair of tweezers if you want to be really precise with your folding, a bunch of steel pins, which you can get for 88 cents at Walmart, apparently, some decorative, this is rickrack, but you can actually use any kind of decorative ribbon, and styrofoam ball.
That's yeah, it. There you go. It's a good way to use up all those scraps.
And a good pair of scissors that you only use to cut fabric.
Please.
These are my fabric shears.
Use the right scissors on the fabric.
Or at least if you don't tell anybody that you did.
Oh, no. No.
And don't do it to somebody else's scissors. Only do it on your own scissors.
See, every time we talk about this, it makes me think of our friend Ben's video where he took a pair of fabric scissors and used it to cut up paper and other stuff. Oh, my God. It was horrifying.
It is blasphemous, but then again,
it's really funny.
It's only blasphemous if you get caught.
Very true. You're only going to get in trouble if you get caught for it. Plus, it's really funny to watch people's reactions when they're so hurt.
I mean, you'll end up facing the consequences for your own decision anyway, because your scissors will simply get blunt more quickly.
When you realize it becomes much more difficult to cut through your fabric and you start making a lot more jagged lines and it starts fraying a lot easier, you're like, oh, that's why I shouldn't use my scissors on anything but the fabric.
And then you invest in one of these guys, which is a scissor sharpener, and then you become very good friends with it.
Yep.
So what you got?
All right. So I've been doing a lot of stuff because I'm cramming for PAX. Well, I say cramming. I've been lollygagging until PAX because I've kept myself pretty much on pace to this point. PAX is next weekend. I'm already looking forward to it. You will notice that on my dress form, I have a new t-shirt. It is done, ready to go. I decided to make my t-shirt meme worthy. So I'm on Team Dad. Very appropriate if you play Overwatch or know anything about the memes. I've already actually had a couple of people ask me if I'm going to start selling these. I haven't quite decided yet. Maybe. It'll depend on how much people are willing to pay for it, because it does take about an hour for me to make the shirt and to get the embossing done. Yes, I did use my lovely embossing technique on this because I must emboss everything now. It's required by law. So we'll see. You know, a couple people expressed interest, and I'll just probably put a poll up and see, one, if people would really buy it, two, if people, you know, how much are they willing to spend for it? Because if it's less than X amount, it's not worth my time to do it. Other things that I have completed. Ugh, my weapon is done. It's so pretty. And it's confusing because the reload button is here. I don't know why the gun needs to say reload, but okay, whatever. I've cleaned up all of the edges. I use my fun little fabric technique to cover up all of the goopy edges, and I love it to bits. And I opted to go with fabric instead of like properly like sanding and all that junk because of my gloves. My gloves took me a long ass time to make, and I don't want them to get junked up because I was sloppy in my sanding technique. At least I know that if everything is covered in fabric, I don't have to worry about my gloves being junked up. So it's a glove-friendly gun. I'm really happy with how it turned out, too. It's so pretty. It's got some heft to it, too. Oh, okay, next up. My headpiece. It has arrived. So I had this piece commissioned. We unfortunately had a misunderstanding, and this didn't come out quite right. It was supposed to be made out of rubber. Hey, hang on. It is not made out of rubber. It's made out of resin. Yeah. And it's made out of resin, and it ended up being way too big for my head. So I've had to go through and stuff it with some foam and put elastic on it to make sure that it fits properly. The visor is actually supposed to be see-through. I still have the film on it because I don't want it to get damaged beforehand. I'll take the film off next week. But it fits me now. So hey, that, there you go. He did a fantastic job with this, though, and it also came pre-weathered, which made me very happy. Everything must be weathered now. So yeah, there you go. And then the final piece that I've got on hand. Oh, yeah, I also made some armor for my legs. Amber is going to be so proud of me. I've done all these new things with a costume. Who would have thought it? And then last time I talked about my Blake costume from Ruby, and I mentioned my tights had been dyed, but I didn't actually bring them up on the show. I finally remembered to pull them out now so you guys can see it and the lovely gradient dye that went on. This was an ass and a half. I can't make that any cleaner. It was just a butt to get done, but so worth it. And I made these out of microfiber, so they'll last a little bit longer. They're not like traditional tights. This is going to be more like dance tights, so they'll last me a while. I still need to make the emblem on the sides. I don't have that done yet. That's next on my to-do list. Other than that, I think that's it. I haven't played with the magnets yet. That'll be the experiment this weekend.
That day will come.
It'll happen this weekend, and I'm still debating on if I even want to do it because I'm afraid.
You know you want to.
I want to, but I'm so afraid. I'm afraid the sword that I have is a little heavy.
You made me put on face paint. I did that for you. You can do this for me.
It was such a tiny ass amount of face paint. That does not count.
And you're using tiny ass magnets.
Yeah. It'll be fine. But seriously, I mean, seriously, that's my biggest fear because this thing is made out of velvet. It took me a long time to piece that thing because I remade it 3 times. I don't want anything bad to happen to it because of the magnets. It's scaring me.
You'll be fine.
I don't like it.
You didn't get the extra strong magnets, so you'll be fine.
No, I didn't.
Well, then you'll be fine.
I'm just really afraid. But I'm trying to push out of my comfort zone this year. I picked a lot of costumes that are very unlike me. I'm trying a lot of new techniques, a lot of new things. So I'm trying. Be proud, Amber.
I'm proud.
All right, then. Yay.
All right. And in quick joint updates, AllCon is still coming up.
Yay.
Faster than you know it.
No kidding.
Our information is both on our Facebook and on our homepage. We have linked the sign-up sheet, the rules, and all of the judges' pages, as well as the main cosplay page. We already have our time and venue set. You can actually see what room we're in. All you have to do is go to all-con.org or .net or .com because all three work as of today. They have their schedule up. You guys can take a look at that. All sorts of awesome information. And please note that there is no parking charge at the hotel this year. So you do not have to worry about anyone. So please do sign up for the cosplay contest. If you guys have any questions whatsoever, you guys are always welcome to contact us. And we are happy to clarify. Please note we give you guys advice because that is conflict of interest. But if you have general questions about how the contest is going to go, you can always ask us. So please sign up.
Yay! And we're securing prizes. I'm so happy.
All right. So we have a weathering tutorial.
Yes. And this is something that I mentioned in the last episode that we didn't get a chance to get to, but it's for this bad boy right here. I'm going to show you guys a couple of techniques that you can use with acrylic paints on how to make your props look more weathered, aged, and well-loved and well-used. So hope you guys enjoy it. So today's stream, I'm going to be focusing on weathering and distressing props. This is going to be kind of a how-to tutorial, as well as working on my own personal prop. And as you can see by the image, boop! The prop that I'm working on is Soldier 76's weapon. I'm making this costume for myself. I'm doing a femme version of her. And it's the character that I play the most in Overwatch. I like him the most, so he's my go-to for everything. After I was done painting it and putting it together, the thing that bothered me is that this is too clean. I like my props to look like they've been used, and especially for a man like Soldier, his is obviously has been used and worn. So I started it yesterday, and you can see the other side, just how drastically different it is. Like, this to me looks like a legit weapon. Granted, it's totally not. It's completely unrealistic. I mean, the trigger doesn't even work. Oop. If I could actually show the trigger in the shot, that'd be great. Like, the trigger is not real. It's glued into the prop. But this, to me, signifies that this is a much more realistic weapon than the nice, clean side that I have going on over here. So I'm going to use today to start working on distressing this side, before I continue and do some cleanups and whatnot. One thing that you will probably notice is up here, we had a little boo-boo. And we had a little boo-boo on the nozzle too. I just finished sanding those pieces earlier this morning, so I'll have to go back and repaint over it. Might get a chance to do that today, I'm not entirely sure. These are the pieces that are not going to be distressed, so I don't have to worry about messing with them. Okay, so we're going to do some weathering and distressing. And you definitely want to pick colors that are going to complement your weapon and not make it stand out. I typically go with, like, blacks and browns. Throwing in a touch of silver because there is so much silver on the prop. And I have some natural gray, too. Really, the big things that you will need for this are paints, brushes, acrylic paints, a wet cloth so you have some place to dampen your brush in, and tons of paper towels. And I like to use the analogy that Punish Props says when it comes to weathering. Weathering is basically where you're just trying to clean up paint messily from your project. You paint it on, you wipe it off half-ass, and that's weathering. And the key thing with weathering is making sure that you get into the nooks and crannies and focus on the edges of the prop, because these are the areas that they're going to be the most significant with the weathering. And that's what makes the prop kind of stand out a bit more. Because if you notice on this side, it's very flat looking. I mean, yes, there are raised edges. Yes, there are cuts here and there. But I mean, pieces like this look very, very flat to the eye and look very flat on camera. So that's something else to keep in mind too. So what I like to start with is I like to get a flat brush, kind of big and fluffy. So that way the bristles are kind of easy to spread out. And I like to start with my main coat, which in this case is going to be black paint. I prefer kind of the dabbing method because I think it looks a little bit more real. I don't like to use too much paint or apply too much pressure. So you can kind of see, I mean, already how much of a difference it is just by adding that black. And as you can see, what I'm doing with my brush is I'm also doing the stippling method. I'm not just laying it flat on, I'm stippling it on. And I personally kind of like the dry brush method. I don't like it when my brush is a little bit too wet or too heavy on the paint, because then I don't have to brush off as much. And yeah, when it comes to your base color, whether it be the black, brown, whatever dirt or earthen color that you pick, well, that did a kind of a nice cool little thing here. But whatever your base color is, you want to basically do it on any type of edges or crevices or like holes or any place where there may be some screws, because that's where the weathering is going to show up the best. And really, if you think about it, if you any type of weapon or prop that you may have and you have it out in the elements, what's the first areas that you're going to see that the weather has affected your prop? It's going to be on the edges and the corners and the crevices. So it's definitely where you want your focus to be when you do your painting. And this isn't something that you have to do on all of your props. If you want a nice clean prop, go for it. I just personally do it as my own preference. I like props that have a little bit of an antique-y look to them and look like they've been worn. Yeah, you can see that a little bit better now. And yeah, weathering is kind of a touch-and-go game. And the nice thing about it is that if you think you over-weathered something, you can just take a little bit of soap and water, wash it off. It's acrylics. Now, in areas like this where I have really deep crevices, I like to go a little overkill on the paint. Give me the opportunity to make those sections really stand out. So yeah, kids, if there's any one thing that you take away from this wonderful experience today, weathering is all about putting on paint sloppily over the edges and then wiping it all away. That's what all the pro prop makers do. The other method of weathering and distressing that I'm aware of is you paint, after you prime your prop, you paint the base coat in blacks and browns, just varying shades, seal it, and then you cover the prop with the paints that you want to use for the final color. So like, let's say you want it to be red. So you paint the whole thing red. And then while it's drying, you use things like packing tape to tape over areas where you want the blacks and the browns from the first base coat to be exposed. And then you just start pulling it up. And that allows all that texture underneath to show through. So you guys can see a little bit better here how much more definition these pieces have because of the weathering. And I'm actually going to be hitting these with brown a little bit later. So yeah, that's the other method I know of as far as weathering and distressing is paint it, then paint it again, take tape over the new second coat of paint, and then rip it up. Just grip it and rip it. Not my favorite method though, because it's less controlled. But it can create a really cool effect. I think it was this one. Yep, it was this one. So as I mentioned before, I'm only going to use the brown on key areas. I'm using it in the spaces where I feel that my gun's going to get hit by the elements more often. So like if I was in a firefight, figuratively speaking, as soldier, and someone was attacking me, and I happen to have my gun out, the places that I think I'm going to get hit most are going to be the forward-facing pieces. Even the way that I wipe, it's all going to be this way, the way that I imagine the dirt's going to hit me. And you don't need a lot of it, you just need a little bit of it. The lighter colors will definitely stand out on the lighter pieces. Very easy to go overkill on brown. Brown doesn't always work on certain props and weapons. Just some of them, not all of them. Like you'll notice here too, I'm only hitting the spaces where I'm likely to have dirt fly at me. It's not going to be And it's very, very subtle. It's not something you're going to instantly see and be like, wow, that's cool. It's like one of those things where when the light hits it just right, it really, really looks cool. Bamf. All right. So we went from a nice clean painted weapon to this monster, which now looks like it has been well loved in battle. So here's my original side that I painted yesterday, and here's the side I painted today. And it's just with a little bit of weathering. Some black, brown, and silver paint. Adding some depth and texture to this piece. So there we go.
And we're back.
Hey!
Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Well, just kind of like, yeah.
Yeah! I hope that it was a good enough tutorial. I enjoyed doing it for the hour-long session that I had it on Twitch. Yeah, that was fun.
And of course, if you guys have anything else you'd like to see us do tutorials on, please let us know as we are happy to do them or find somebody else who can. All right. So, just last reminder, we have all sorts of new content on our Facebook page. Make sure you sign up for the All Con cosplay contest. We also have a new feature on our homepage. Not only do we have the All Con contest stuff up there, but we actually have a new article of the week. You guys can read about that on our homepage. Anything else?
No other than, hey, social media channels, unless we're about to do that in a second.
That's all you.
Okay, cool. So social media channels here and here, and then probably the Twitch thing here. I got to figure out where to stick the Twitch one because that doesn't fit. We ran out of space. We're on all social media networks now. Ah, so yeah, follow us
We're on
everywhere and
all things
anywhere.
everywhere.
All things everywhere, all the time.
And please do share our channel if you enjoy what we do. Please do share our page, let people know about the podcast that we exist, and encourage them to give it a listen and or watch. If you guys have any questions, we are always happy to take them. Please make sure they are constructive, because if you flame, we will simply delete them.
No flaming allowed.
Preferably not. But we love you guys. Thank you so much for downloading the show. Thank you for sticking with us. We will see you guys next time in episode 134. Happy cosplaying.
Bye, guys.